Hi, welcome to Dear Nikki. My name is Nikki, and if you've been here before, welcome back. And if you're new to the show, this show is all about sex and the fantasies that people have. Reading from emails directly and anonymously sent to me, together we explore the experiences of everyday people, just like yourself. You never know who I could be reading from. I could be reading from a man overseas who happened to see a hookup app on an advertisement and decided to indulge into a little bit of coming fun. I could be reading from a woman who went to a massage parlor who asked if she could get a happy ending. I could be reading from a woman who went to the beach this weekend. You know the one she flirted with and got her kitty petted by another woman. You just never, ever know. And if you have any erotic fantasies, confessions, or anything else, feel free to send them to Nikki at Nikky at DearNikki.com or anonymously through the website at DearNikki.com under the Confessions tab. Just remember, by submitting a confession or anything else, you certify the following are true. You're the sole creator of the submission. You're 18 years of age or older, legally able to write, submit erotic or pornographic material. Stories including bestiality, incest, incest fantasies, underage role play, rape sex, rape fantasies, or other non-consensual content or racial slurs will not be aired. We reserve the right to change names or other identifiable information, and you're releasing all rights to your creation. So question, and it took me a while to think of this, actually. And it shouldn't have, because I just had, like, literally a couple hours ago, just had this conversation. Christmas is coming, right? Is it an appropriate gift? If you were to give an intimate gift, a massager or lingerie or even a dick pic, if you wanted to do that for your significant, or, you know, if you were courting, or is courting even used anymore? Probably not. Anyway, would you do it? I guess you wouldn't put it under the tree unless you guys didn't have any littles running around, right? Or would you, even if you didn't have any littles running around, would you have it opened during Christmas? Or is it something like you have your Christmas presents out under the tree or whatever you're doing, or gift giving, swapping, and if you don't have a tree, whatever, would you save it for the bedroom and you guys share an intimate, like, I know I'm getting something into me here. But what I think would be hilariously fun is a dirty Santa with other like-minded people. Like, you know, there's Drinksgiving, like the day before Thanksgiving, you get together with all your friends and you go get drunk because the next day you have to hang out with family, or choose not to, in my choice. So I would love to get together with a group of friends that were in the lifestyle or just sexplorative like myself and exchange dirty Santa, naughty gifts. I think that'd be hilariously fun. I mean, think of how, if you guys have played, is it Elephant or Dirty Elephant or Dirty Santa or whatever you guys call it. I have a friend that their Christmas is they pick a letter of the alphabet, and the gift you have to give begins with that, you know, it is a dirty Santa kind of thing. So for those of us that are sexplorative, do you get together with your friends and do Drinksmas or Sexmas and exchange naughty gifts for Christmas? I think it's a fabulous idea. And if I've encouraged you to do something like this or prearrange it, I think I should be tagged in it. If you guys post it, even if it's anonymously, I love to, or at least send me pictures of your Sexmas, Drinksmas, whatever you guys are calling it. I really want to be part of the Dirty Christmas this year. So send me pictures of Dirty Christmas. I would love it. By the way, don't forget, all pictures, emails, notes I get shared with Darcy. So, you know, just throwing that out there, you can have two people looking at your dirty, sexy Xmases. I'll have to tell him they're coming, though, and give him a heads up. Or maybe I shouldn't. But he does listen to the show, so I just kind of gave him a heads up. But maybe I should just send them so he has a pleasant surprise Christmas to wake up to, or whatever he decides to do, right? I think that'd be great. You know what time it is. It's time to sit back, relax. Let's have a whiskey with some filthy cherries, of course, and explore some erotic fantasies from people just like you and me. Dear Nikki, when everything went on lockdown and my work officially became remote, I decided to move back to my parents because there was no reason for me to spend absurd amounts on rent if I didn't have to commute. I just really needed to save for my grad school. It's a new place my parents moved to, so I didn't know the neighbors beforehand. But I immediately noticed that my neighbor was a handsome man in his mid-30s. He has a gorgeous wife and two kids. I'm a nice person, so I tried to be cordial with them as possible. And at the time of me moving back, I was in a committed relationship. We live in a hilly area, so there's a house perched in a little above ours. The guy's office has a direct view down to my bedroom. I'm quite vigilant about closing the blinds because it's very visible. But one day, naturally, I forgot. I came back into my room after a shower and took my towel off, walking around naked to look for items of clothing, and I have a huge mirror on the opposite side of my room. But suddenly, I noticed that the window blinds behind me were wide open, and I saw my neighbor looking down at his laptop, but looking towards me for a few seconds before looking down again. Naturally, I panicked, but I also got really horny. Both my ex and I have a kink of doing stuff in public and have someone watch me. I took a deep breath and decided that I'm not going to close my blinds, but instead, I'm going to put my clothes on and pretend like nothing happened. I made it seem really natural, like I didn't even notice him, and slowly put my clothes on and got into bed. From the corner of my eye, I noticed my neighbor was still there, looking down at me every few seconds. Soon, I made walking around in my room and naked, or wearing a thin shirt with no underwear or a nightly routine. He'd be in his office watching me, and I'd pretend he's not there. He became a bit more obvious while staring, but I continued to pay no attention to him. Every night I'd go to sleep super horny, and I wanted to give him what he wanted to see. 2 weeks of him watching me naked, I went into my bathroom with my butt plug and put it in, wearing a thin, oversized white t-shirt with nothing underneath. When I came out, I pretended to drop something and bend over, finally giving him a full view of my bare pussy and my plugged ass. I would be soaking wet, and I know it was visible of how wet I was. From my mirror, I saw him freeze and just stare at me, which only made me hornier. Feeling bold, I reached back, pulled out my plug, only to put it back in. And just like that, I began fucking my ass while my neighbor watched me, kind of shocked at what he was seeing. I only kept pretending he wasn't there and just kept pulling the plug in and out of my ass while playing with my pussy. I watched from the mirror as he put his hands down and probably grabbed his cock. I came pretty quickly and cleaned up my toys and went to bed almost instantly, still seeing my neighbor from the corner of my eyes watching me. Then it became very regular. Almost every night I'd fuck myself, play with my nipples in a position in a way he could see. I would continue to ignore him, but I'd know he was there, watching me. He became bolder too as he stared without caring and even began jerking off much more clearly. I'd finish, turn off my lights and go to bed, not thinking about it until the next night. I'd even have my ex-boyfriend over multiple times fucking me with my blinds open, and the both of us would pretend like he isn't there. We'd do something similar with his neighbors too, and he found the whole thing extremely hot. When we would run into each other outside, I'd never give anything away. I'd say hello, play with her dog, and ask them how they were doing. In the beginning, he would get flustered, especially with his wife around. He even tried flirting with me when we were alone, but I didn't reciprocate. He realized that I just got off with him watching me, and that was the end of it. It's been the year of me masturbating while having my neighbor watch me and jerking off from his office. I'd always pretend like he isn't there, but I check on him out of the corner of my eye. In all honesty, I have no interest or desire to fuck him. I just get off on the fact he's fantasizing about me. Desire.
Well, hello, desire. Sounds like you have a bit of desire there.
Oh, yes. I have never. Well, I take that back. I was thinking about this as I was reading it. There was a time when I lived with my dad and he would go out of the country for a while and I was always at his place. So I just kind of kept his place up while I was going to college. And he had this neighbor and he was older. He wasn't married or anything particularly hot. From what I understand, there was rumors that he was Amish, I think, but I think that's wrong. Anywho, I didn't get naked. I didn't put a butt plug in, but he would check me out. So I got to where, you know, especially in the winter when I would catch him, I would work out from the living room because Dad had these big blinds open and the gentleman was always had his blinds open and he was always in, but I would catch him when I would walk by, he would stop and stare. So I had this onesie and it was bright red. And I remember I'd put my hair up in a ponytail and I'd work out from my living room and I'd make sure I kind of like her, I would bend over that he got a nice cleavage shot. One day, through all that, after weeks and weeks and weeks of that, I caught him walking back to his place. And I remember I drove up, pulled up beside him and seeing if he needed a lift, and he did. And yes, flirted. And he was a little flustered at first. And I don't really remember. I didn't, long story short, I never fucked him. But the teasing went on. And like her, when we were in the car, I gave no indication that I knew he was watching me and jacking off, or at least stroking his cock, because he would stay just enough in the shadows, but I knew something was going on, or at least him teasing himself to go jack off later. Who knows how he was doing it, but I knew something was going on. Temptation definitely was there, but no physical contact. And like her, I had no desire to fuck him. And now that I think about it, I do remember that rush of sexiness of how I felt very sexy in that moment. It's funny because if you ask me right now, I would be like, no, I don't want anybody to watch me. But or when I'm at a low simmer, you know, just a normal day, I'm like, no. But like right now talking about it, it is such a hot rush of having someone possibly watch you. Would I go through with it? Probably not. But I think it's easier just to masturbate. Now, if you happen to look in my window or be my neighbor and see into my window while I masturbate, join me. Definitely join me. Then give me something to come harder to. What about you? Dear Nikki, I wonder how slutty this confession is. So the dad of one of my friends is super hot. He's a college teacher, and I recently saw him while his wife and daughter were away. I went to return something to my friends, but he was alone and started talking and hung out for a bit. He invited me to come back the next day to use his pool and hang out some more. The next day, I went around and brought some bikinis to change into. After a bit, I told him I was going to change into my bikini, but I wasn't sure which one to wear. So I tried one on for him and did a little modeling of it. Then I tried another and did a little modeling of it and asked which one he preferred. We were flirting the whole time and he mentioned that I looked good in both. He wanted me to buy another one if I would let him. As I was changing again back into the first bikini, I had to do a hand bra for a bit while I went to pick the bikini top from him, and that's when he made him move, and I reciprocated it. We started making out. He moved me down after a while, and after I noticed how hard he had gotten in his pants, he pulled down his pants, and I went down on him. He was so big, hard, and thick. After I started sucking him and spitting on his cock and stroking it,
I told him to show me how he liked it. And that's when he held my head and started thrusting. It was intense, so hot and slutty. He made me a sloppy mess of my mouth and face. After fucking my mouth for what felt like a really long time, he got me to hold my tongue out for him and to look up at him while he finished, all over my face and tongue, coating my face. He kept telling me how good I was, and it was really hot. We hung out more after that and did it some more out by the pool, which was so slutty. Mizzy. Well, hello, Mizzy. How are you? I have never modeled a suit for, swimsuit that is, for a dad, a DILF. Is this turning into a DILF episode, Darcy? Sounds like it. we might as well just name it the DILF episode. So I think this is hot, absolutely. And here lately, when I've been reading these confessions and stories that when it says a man coming, I can hear my lover come in my head. I actually hear the sound and then my pussy just scripts. I'm going to put that out there right there and leave it. I will say that I have had intimacy by the pool. Like I said, I've never modeled for a DILF, not a swimsuit anyway, that I didn't consider, you know, walk the catwalk and that kind of thing. But the pool, yeah, nothing like teasing the pool. I did get a bad sunburn, which if you know me, I fry in like 10 minutes. So for me to be out in the sun, I just burn. But I did get a nice sunburn for laying out nude on a floaty and teasing him just a bit. Was somebody there? Absolutely. Was it obvious what we were doing? Absolutely. So I guess I could say we could go back to that first one. And, you know, I knew that person was there, but the fact that it turned into, I knew he was there, but I didn't really care he was there. So us doing the dirty things we were doing in front of this person really didn't. He could have been there or not there. We were so far in the lust zone, it wasn't even funny. So yes, I'm just going to put that out there and just leave it where it lands. Just leave it definitely where it lands. So would I tease a DILF if I got a chance? Abso-fucking-lutely I would. But then you guys know that. I love me some silver foxes. Dear Nikki, at the time, my best friend and I will refer to him as Steve for this story. Used to hang out all the time. A little bit about us. Steve is around 6'1", 165 pounds, and was in excellent shape thanks to being a swimmer. I'm 6'5", around 185 pounds, and with a pretty thin build. Steve and I both had dates for our senior prom, but ended up going to a hotel party with a group of friends together. The night went on, and we both struck out with our dates, and we all ended up crashing between two different hotel rooms. In the morning, the girls ended up having to leave early, and Steve and I hung out behind just laying around. As we laid in bed, we talked about the events of the evening and came to the subject of how frustrated we both were that we struck out. Steve casually mentioned that we could help each other out and ease our frustration. Originally, I thought this was a joke and laughed it off. After a few more minutes of talking, Steve brought it up again, and it sounded much more serious offer. After thinking for a few seconds, I said, "If you're serious, then come on over and make the first move," half expecting to call his bluff and move on. A few moments passed, and Steve got out of his bed and got into bed with me. Steve laid down, and after a few seconds of building up the courage, he moved his hand over to my thigh. Steve ran his hand up my thigh, gently caressing the side, stopped over the outline of my now increasing size and bulge. My heart began racing, and a nervous and anxiety-like feeling was running through me. I'd never thought about hooking up with a dude before, and never planned on anything like this happening. Steve looked at me and asked if this was okay, and I said yes. I was so sexually frustrated from the night before, I was already ready to burst. and the excitement of this new taboo experience was interesting to me. Steve put his hand inside my boxer briefs and gripped my now hard cock. I'm cut and just under 7 inches long on a good day, but not too thick. Steve began jerking me off slowly, and after a few minutes, he disappeared below the bed sheets and took my cock in his mouth. Steve began bobbing his head up and down and over again, and used his hand to massage my balls. This was an amazing feeling, and Steve was just used the right amount of suction. Steve continued to suck and tried to take me fully, but kept gagging before he could get all the way down. Steve stopped for a second and told me to tell him when I started to get close. Steve continued to suck and slobber, and I could tell it wasn't going to last much longer. I told Steve I was getting close. He abruptly stopped sucking. Steve came up under the sheets and said it wouldn't be fair if I was the only one getting attention, and sat on his bed. Steve was in nothing but his boxer shorts, and I could very obviously see a raging hard-on. I thought about this for a moment or two and knew more than anything else I wanted to blow my load. This was also my best friend. There was no harm in helping your buddy out. I switched places with him and crawled beneath the covers. I grabbed onto Steve's bulge and massaged him from the outside of his briefs, grabbing someone else's cock for the first time in such a strange and surreal experience. I reached up and pulled his briefs off and grabbed a hold of his cock. Steve is a little over 6 inches, but much thicker than I am, almost the size of a soda can with a bit of a curve. I grabbed hold of him and felt how warm and smooth his cock was, and couldn't help but stare at his swollen head. I jerked Steve for a few minutes, trying to work up the courage and decide on whether I could suck or not. After jerking for a few minutes, I finally built up the courage and took the plunge. I began licking the underside of his dick, slowly licked my way around the whole thing. I began to lick up and down, which he seemed to like. After licking for a few minutes, I took as much of him in my mouth as I could. Initially, I started to gag, but I felt sudden determination, almost like a competition of who could get further. Steve took a deep breath as I began sucking and licking around his head and slowly working my way further down his shaft. Steve was very thick, and it took my jaw some getting used to, but after bobbing up and down a few minutes, I began to get used to the feeling and was finally able to take him all the way into my mouth and down to the base. I began to use my tongue and alternate suctions like I loved it when girls did, and Steve began to moan. I would change it up and bury him in my throat and hold it as long as I could before pulling back up, and he would hold his hand on the back of my head, controlling my movements. I continued to bob up and down and was able to start moving faster and faster, which was met by more of Steve's moans. I started to alternate in jacking with sucking like my previous girlfriend had done with me, and Steve announced he was getting close and was going to come soon. When he told me that I was to begin sucking with a little more intensity, and as fast as I could feel him start to tense up and get even further and thicker down my mouth, I kept going and felt him erupt in my mouth. The sudden rush of salty liquid was surprising, and I had to back off slightly to keep it all in my mouth and not have him shoot all over me or the bed. Steve came so much I didn't even think and swallowed his load while I kept sucking after he finished. After he finished, Steve lay there for a few minutes and said it was my turn to finish. He crawled back under the covers and immediately took me back into his mouth. I was hard again in no time, and it was working with purpose. After only a few minutes, I was telling Steve I was ready to come, and he returned the favor and began sucking harder and faster. Steve tried deep-throating me as far as he could, which pushed me over the edge, and I filled his mouth up. Steve swallowed it all, and we both laid in my bed for a few minutes. Steve asked why I swallowed, and I told him I didn't know what else to do with it. We both made sure this wouldn't affect our friendship, that we were both okay with what happened, and then began to get ready to leave the hotel and go back to our houses. Steve and I continued to be best friends for a while after this, and had a few more encounters before our friendship went its separate ways. Jack. Hello, Jack. That is completely sexy, completely normal, and it's a common story I have heard over the years that sexual frustration or guys hanging out and they're bored and they just end up jacking off, sucking off. And I find it rather hot that when it comes to sexual gratification, that it needs to happen. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. And I actually find that extremely hot that the ambitions go down and it's, I please me, I please you, you please me. Or even if it's just a jerk off session. Oh, I would love to be in the room for that. There is a porn that I stumble on and it's not even in English. And it's labeled many different things that this exact thing ends up having. They end up, it's a woman and she ends up going back and forth between the two and they've shared her and so forth and so on. And of course, I just skipped naughty bits, let's be honest. And in the end, the very last sex scene is they end up masturbating, watching TV together. Like one will start and the other one, you know, starts in. And she ends up getting them, she walks in catching them, and she ends up getting them to touch one another. Obviously, she's naked and she joins in, and there's a free for all where he ends up sucking. I don't remember if they end up fucking or not. I think they do, but it's completely sexy. It's one I go to just because of all the sexploration that goes into it. I like the longer porns. It just, you know, it takes me a bit to get off. Just saying. What about you? Would you, if you got turned down for a date and you were there at a party and a hotel party, even a hotel takeover, and nothing happened, and you're there with your buddy or girlfriend, would you help each other out? I'd hope so. Or at least I'd hope you find somebody to want you, encourage you to get off with a friend, even if it wasn't the same sex here. So let's think out of the box. So it doesn't even have to be the same sex. Though I think exploring that side of you would be completely, utterly okay, awesome, and sexy. Dear Nikki, so yesterday morning I went on a walk going commando without a bra or panties and flashed at people and even made out with a married DILF. Well, I've said it before, but I have a thing for older guys. I thought he was so hot. I just said fuck it and went on another walk, hoping to flashing him again. Wore a similar outfit, only this time it was slightly gray. Instead, I got very lucky since I was walking and about to pass his house. I saw him in his open garage about to leave when he saw me. This time he walked up to me and asked if I was going to flash him again, and I told him, yep. But before I could, I noticed that there was only a single car in his garage, so I asked him if his wife was home with the kids. He told me she took the kids out for the day to see a movie, and they wouldn't be back for a few hours. The look on his face changed from calm to shock when he realized what he had just told me. When I'd heard that, I smirked and immediately walked past him and into the house. He tried to say something, but I quickly turned my body and lifted up my top to showing my titties and pulled my yoga pants down to show him my shaved pussy and bare ass and continued to walk in his home. I stripped my clothing off and left it for him to find while I waited on in his living room couch when he came inside. His breathing was very heavy, like he didn't know whether to tell me to get out or just get in and fuck me. To help him decide, I lifted my legs high in the air and spread them apart, showing him my pussy, and gave him a wink. He chose the second option and started to strip himself so he could fuck me. Since this is getting too long already, I'll just briefly summarize what happened for the next 2 hours. He started eating me out, fingering my pussy while looking up to call me a slut. I told him, yes, Daddy, I'm a naughty young slut for older guys. We swapped places. I sucked him off on the couch, did 69 when he laid down and told me to sit on his face. He actually came half hour in when I barely started to ride him. So he spent another half hour resting. Well, he did, but I chose to give him an impromptu dance twerking and shaking my titties in his face, grinding on his cock. When he was ready to go again, I got in doggy style on the floor and stuck my ass all the way up. He came over and started to fuck me. He pulled my hair and smacked my ass for a while. I told him I do anal, but he said he doesn't want to do that, which shocked me. But it didn't stop us from fucking. He then pulled out, grabbed me, flipped me onto my back, where he got into his knees and started fucking me missionary. He laid on top of me when he realized he could put more power into his thrust that way. I was loving it so much. Last position we did was my personal favorite, cowgirl, as he flipped us so I was on top and started bouncing on and riding his cock. He grabbed my titties and felt in his hands and gave them a nice squeeze. When he was close to coming again, I could told him to come inside me, but he chose not to, saying he doesn't want to know me that well. Instead, he wanted to come all over my titties, which I was okay with, since I understood it would take time before he would come inside me again. When we were done, he did thank me for a hot fuck and told me I really needed to go before his wife and kids come back. So I got dressed to leave, but not before telling him I'd be back for another round or three. Went back on another walk and fucked the married dilf I met yesterday. Might fuck him again in the future. Kimberly. Hello, Kimberly. How are we? I have never been that bold. It just doesn't do anything for me. I find it brazen and sexy, but definitely, I don't know if I could do it knowing they could come home any minute. Yeah, the thought of it's so hot. I will admit to that. So, ladies and gentlemen, have you ever been that lucky where you, the woman you met that was flashing you in the park, ends up walking past your home again on the way to said park to flash unbeknownst strangers, to walk in, strip naked, and gives you two choices? Yeah, hasn't happened to me either. Just saying. But if it did, would you be like this gentleman? Fuck her wild, spank her ass and send her on her way. I could see a lot of you doing that, well, at least in your fantasy anyway. But the thing is, are you brave enough to take it? To take her, spit on her face, fuck her hard, come on her titties and send her on her way? Yeah, I have a feeling some of you are going to masturbate to that thought later. Just saying. I think this is a perfect place to stop for the day. I want to thank you again for joining me. Don't forget, KWN tickets are still on sale. I would love to see you there and have a drink and just talk. Just talk. Oh, I do hope that whatever you do or did this weekend was fun. A little naughty, I hope. At least seems like weekends bring out the naughty side of us before we all go back to the ball and chain on Monday. Ball and chain. One day, right? We can let that chain go. Oh, but the sexy people we meet there, that are some are masturbation material. Yep, I said that out loud. And in closing, hello, lover. Why don't I walk by your house and flash you? Walk inside and start dropping my clothes and leaving a trail of where I'm at? Would you fuck me four ways to Sunday for 2 hours straight? Of course you would, because you're an excellent lover. What do you think? I really want to know. And until next time, ladies and gentlemen, have a fucking fabulous week.